At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has written the number one selling books in both fields, The Art of Mixing, The Art of Recording, and in Sound Healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have over a dozen treatments that we offer here in Sausalito, and many of them we offer online. We also have the online Sound Treatment Center with many practitioners. We use a program that's way better quality than Zoom. Go to Sound Treatment Center to check out the practitioners and to book a session. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into two Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Hi there, I'm David. Let me tell you about some things happening at the Institute. We've got our weekend intensive coming up on January 25th and 26th here in Sausalito. And it's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally. And then we've also got an open house on Sunday, January 19th here in Sausalito, just north of San Francisco. We also have our next certificate program in person starting January 22nd and online starting January 7th. We also are starting our next recording program on January 21st. And then we've got our training for the Voice Analysis Harmony software, if you buy it, on February 2nd. So those are some of the events coming up. There's some other things that are really cool, though. I just finished my book on sound loving relationships. If you go to soundlovingrelationships.com, you'll see the details here. We've got seven sections about being whole on your own and heart open, which is the key to really any relationship, to be whole yourself, right? And then compatibility, how to decide more than just chemistry, which is what we mostly go on, and then connecting and navigating new relationships, the big section of communication, how to not be reactive and communicate clearly. And then breakups and loss of a loved one. And then how do you use sound to actually create more harmony and relationship, including with sex as well? And then also, once you learn all this, how to have compassion for others that don't, or for yourself when you forget it. So that's soundlovingrelationships.com. We also now have just launched the site for car seats. If you go to Sound Lounge, what is it? It's a new vibratingcarseats.com. Vibratingcarseats.com. You'll see we've got kits where you can install in your car, and we can, if you're not local, we can actually send them to an installer wherever you are, and you can get vibrated into bliss. You also have to have the anti-sleep device because it can be a little dangerous otherwise, but there's a device that will alert you if you start to fall asleep. But it's really cool. It could be very cool for relaxation, activation, fatigue, and pain remediation. So that's vibratingcarseats.com. Okay, so those are the things that we have happening here at the Institute. Today's show is all about unconditional and universal love. Our intention is that everybody can not only access it, but can live in that energy. That's where we're all headed, is so that we're all living in the energy of universal love, right? So this is all because of Christmas, right? It all comes from the whole thing about Christ's love, but I don't think Christ has dibs on universal love only. I think universal love is really what really Christ, I think, was, they say, is the first one that really embodied it completely in his lifetime to give us like a mentor, right? But people can access universal love totally on their own. And so let's start with unconditional love. Unconditional love is a little different than universal love. We get unconditional love from animals, from, it's like you come home and your doggy's like, yeah, I don't care if you've been gone for months, I still love you intensely. Right? And so our animals love us, but we also get it from, there's certain beings like the Dalai Lama and such. There's different beings that do it. And it's really about love that requires zero return. There's a lot of people working in healthcare fields. Like, when I was in the hospital, it's like there's always in any hospital, there's certain angels that are all about unconditional love and just really unbelievably precious, right? So it's about giving love with no return. I created a video about unconditional love that goes through all the different types of beings that give it. So let me pull it up here and enjoy. It's much better if you have headphones for this one. I find it pretty easy to do unconditional love. Speaking of unconditional love, here's Miss Bear. Find it pretty easy to do unconditional love because I just think everybody's trying to do their best to be a good person. And if they're not, they're just lost. We all get lost sometimes, right? The entrainment of vibrations of our mass consciousness of selfishness is massive on this planet. So it's easy to just forgive people and really love them unconditionally, right? Then there's universal love. Universal love's a whole different thing. Universal love is unconditional, but universal love is love from source, is the way people put it, or from God. It's this indescribable love that a lot of people who have had near-death experiences talk about. If you haven't gone on YouTube and look at all the different near-death experiences videos, oh my God, there's so many of them here. And so many of them say, I went through the tunnel into the light, and there was indescribable love. Anita Morjani said exactly that. She went through into the light and indescribable love, and she came back and completely stopped caring about what other people thought about her. And then her fourth stage cancer was gone within a month. Actually, I have one here I want to show you that's kind of cool, and then we'll continue here. Here's a near-death experience video. Sir, oh, where'd it go? Okay. No. Oh, here it is. Okay, check this out. This is sweet.
And I remember I was very blessed to have this experience of a near-death experience, and I wanted to share it with you. I fell back and hit my head very hard, and it sent me into this tunnel, right? And so I remember when I first entered the tunnel, there was a feeling that my father was present, who died at an early age when I was 14, and a friend of mine that also I love this little boy. He's like my little brother, and he got run over by a car, and I missed him very much. And he was there as well. I remember feeling their consciousness, but as I was and entered this tunnel, I could see at the end of the tunnel there was a very brilliant, bright, beautiful white light. And it was so bright and so beautiful that I wanted to go into that light. There was no resistance, only that I was feeling resistant or hesitant because I felt shame. I felt guilt about, because I remember the experience very vividly till this day. It happened when I had first gotten into yoga. And I'd been into yoga for about 6 months and was shedding off many of the vices and lots of things that were no longer needed or useful. And so I had a very deep and profound change in my consciousness and my life. But this came right after that. And like I said, the light was so brilliant and so beautiful. And as I wanted to go into it, I was hesitant because of these thoughts of shame and guilt. And I kept thinking, forgive me, forgive me, you know? Because this light was so revealing, and the rays were like streaming towards me and like going through me. And I have to say, there was the being at the heart of this light was a male, more of a he consciousness. So, as I was having these thoughts, from the light came this very strong message transmitted kind of into my consciousness. It said, There's nothing to forgive. You were never judged. And that was so beautiful. It wasn't just the words, but imbued in those words was unconditional love. Unconditional love. The father, the mother, our true parents, the light, the love. There's no judgment. Doesn't matter what we've done. That's our baggage. And that baggage, why it's bad or wrong, is because it separates us from the light, from the love. It separates us from feeling our true identity as a child of God, as a child of the light. So, having felt that unconditional love, the resistance evaporated in an instant, and I just wanted to go into the light. So I was streaming down this tunnel. And while I'm going into the light, I remembered this third salient point, the brilliant, bright, beautiful light that Master said is an otherworldly light. It's brighter than 1,000 million suns.
So many people said that love on the other side when they have a near-death experience is just indescribable. Indescribable is the words they use. It's really quite amazing. And, you know, over the years, I've been asking people in workshops and classes, how many of you have experienced universal love? And generally, it's about a third. Occasionally, it's up to 50%, but generally, sometimes it's a quarter. And it's interesting. So most people have never even experienced it. And it's interesting to try to describe it. The best way to describe it that you could understand is to think about an experience of being in love. You might have to peel away the person, right? And just go to that energy of being in love. Because that pure energy of love, when you're in love, not the attachment part, which can cause stress and problems, but that actual love is the essence of universal love, right? So think about a time when you were completely in love and just go right to that energy of love. Again, don't go into the story. Just feel that energy of love. It's like, I remember, you don't really have to sleep anymore. You don't really have to eat anymore. There's like this glow all around you. And also being in love, you like love everybody. There's so much forgiveness. You're just in this zone where nobody can do anything wrong, right? Okay, so feel that love completely. And then if it had a sound, can't get it wrong, just play with it. If it had a sound, what would be the sound of this feeling of being in love? Here we go. Make it out loud. We just proved that you don't need someone to run love. Now, send this love to your own heart. You've actually got all the love in the world right here, right? You don't need anybody. Now, somebody said it's like an opening. Sometimes when I'm feeling universal love, it's almost like there's a light in the room. It's really quite amazing. It's just this love, even beyond any relationship. It's really powerful. I've actually felt it from the Christ energy, and it's like, oh my God. Actually, I was just talking to a friend. She said that her guides told her that they were going to zap her with universal love, and she actually floated off the ground and landed on her back. It was so powerful. I've actually run it from Mother Mary. I was at Mount Shasta one, and Mother Mary came walking up and turned around and sat in my heart. Like, oh my God, that was really sweet. Right? It's this love that is just off the deep end. So the question is, how do you access it? When I ask people in workshops, how many of you can access it at will? Now the numbers went down another 50%. It's like only around a quarter could actually access it at will. And most people that could access it at will had already experienced it, of course, so they knew how to where they were going. It's really hard to teach someone how to access universal love that's never experienced it. It's really tricky. Some people access universal love by an accident. Some by drugs. I've heard a lot of people say on ayahuasca that it completely they were able to access it. I actually accessed it on drugs years ago at one point. Really profound. Oh, I'll tell you my story where I accessed it. It was interesting. My brother, two brothers and I were visiting some really heart-open, sweet people in Northern California. And we were all doing drugs. This was like 40 years ago, practically. Right? And my brother was playing guitar. And we were kind of tripping, going off into Netherland, right? And then this woman that we were staying with, she says, oh, I just saw my friend yesterday who plays bass guitar. And last year, he was in an accident and lost all of his fingers on one of his hands. And last night, he picked up the bass guitar and started playing it with the nubs of his fingers for the first time since the accident. Of course, being on drugs, it was like, oh my God. It was like, whoa, right? But then I saw that she was transmitting love. And then I just went into this whole realm of universal love. And universal love while on drugs is so profound because you don't ever forget it. It's really the most amazing. That was my first major experience of it. Right? So there's different ways to access it. You can actually, this is how I learned to be able to access it at will. I had a psychic, she said to me years ago, she said, universal love comes in through the thymus down into the heart. The thymus is right here, and they say it's the high heart chakra. Right? And so for years, I visualized love coming in through my thymus down into my heart. And I remember occasionally I would get a little tinge of love. I was like, whoa, cool. And it took me about 5 years until I finally was able to run that love myself. Then when I was in Egypt, we were in one of the temples and we were toning the resonant frequencies of the chambers. And after about 45 minutes, the ceiling opened up and universal love poured into our hearts. Right? Again, it was like, it was a frequency that I made was around 200 hertz. It's interesting, when you look at frequencies of different types of love, you can have the personal love, or you can have unconditional love, or just a relationship love, or you can have universal love. Everybody does it a little bit different, but it's fun to actually resonate these energies with the sound to make the energy stronger. Right. So you can also, a lot of people, instead of bringing it into the heart or in through the thymus to the heart, they actually bring it in through the crown. In fact, I believe that a lot of universal love is simply the pineal gland lighting up. So if you can imagine love and light coming in through the crown down out your heart, this flow of energy. Right? Sometimes the energy, when I'm getting these chills of universal love, it comes through my crown, all the way down my spine, out my feet. Right? So imagine that. Imagine this love coming in from above, into your top of your head, and then all the way down your spine, and out your feet. Very cool. Now, some people just sit with others that are resonating universal love. And sometimes you get it by osmosis, right? You can also just set your intention and ask that source bring it in. As they say, say it, and it is so. Just say it, and it is so. Right? One of my, actually, there's very little music that actually does it for me, that actually brings in universal love. I mean, I can get regular love where my heart opens. But universal love, I mean, my song that I played in that video, Unconditional Love, it works for me. Sometimes my song Water of Life works. But there's a song that I like by Sanatam Kaur that is really effective, because she's actually accessing universal love in the song. The lyrics of the song are a little hard to understand, so let me tell you what the lyrics are. There is a place in and around us where angels sing on rays of light, and love pours forth from the heart of the universe. And then the string section takes off, and that's the love, right? So, set your intention to access universal love completely with this song. Okay, let me go find it here. Oh, it's not a video. It's just audio. Okay, here we go. Enjoy.
Exists with us and around us. Love pours forth from the heart of the earth. there is a space that exists with us and around us. Where angels sing on rays of light, on rays of light, and love pours forth.
trick is fake it till you make it. Just imagine this energy coming in, whether it's in your thymus, into your heart, or through your crown. Just keep visualizing it until you actually start feeling the energy. You can also ask for help. Sometimes higher beings will go, okay, we'll help channel that through. All right. I have another song I want to play for you that is by Deva Premal and Mitten, especially Deva Premal. And this is Om Namo Bhagavate. Now, this song is interesting because my friend Lumen actually created a device that will actually record thought forms. And he actually had Deva Premal actually meditate on universal love, actually transmitting and receiving, even receiving universal love. So he then embedded that in the background and bumped it up 1,000 times. It's no sound. It's just her energetically recorded with this device behind her actually singing. Right. So this song I'm going to play is called Om Namo Bhagavate, again by Deva Premal. And set your intention to run universal love completely through the whole song. Okay? Just do it. Share my screen again here. I'll just share the sound here this time. Okay. Oops. Okay, here we go. Om Namo Bhagavate.
Om Namo
This is a whole group of people toning universal love with all hearts connected, visualizing all hearts on the planet connected. So I invite you to tone this inner energy of universal love with any vowel. You can't do it wrong. It's always perfect. And just tone along with us, okay? Until we end here.
Thank you.
So again, we return to our intention that everyone on the whole planet is living in universal love all the time. Just imagine what would that feel like. Hold that energy, at least the rest of the evening, the whole weekend, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead.